Prius inspection. What are we checking about Prius? Well, first of all, the gear, as we just talked about, and also the course. The grass level, is the course itself ready to go? Also, how about the participants? Collecting and getting release forms. Getting release forms and reviewing that can be a very long process. So make sure when you're planning an interaction with a group, a session with a group, that you've put in enough time to get that done. And that's the other would be another responsibility of the level two director, is to get with that unit leader and make sure that they bring all the correct materials. Now, here's something that is really hard to check on. When you're looking at the medical form, you're only interested in part A and B. You are not, unless you're a medical physician or EMT, you're not qualified to look at or make an assessment on the drugs that they're using or so forth. The only thing about medication is if they're to take it regularly, it's a question of have they taken it. Another concern is, do any of the youth have Asperger's syndrome that we should be aware of? So you can plan accordingly. Tailor the rules of the game to be considerate of it. Generally with troops, with units, they know who they are and they know how to work with them. And so it's a matter of adapt the games accordingly. Now at Camp Snyder, about previous inspection, on-site emergency vehicles are available. When the camp is open, there's typically someone with emergency medical capability, training. Find out who they are, explain who you're there to do, and introduce yourself.
The other thing about Camp Snyder, with that, there's an EMT rescue squad right across the road. They can get anywhere within the camp within about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reminder, Larry. I definitely need to drop in on them sometime, introduce ourselves. I mean, who knows? Maybe they would like to try out the Caterpillar, the two-wire Traverse, the Giant's Ladder.
Good opportunity to share.
Absolutely. So page 101, really, that's a great summary of what we're doing, what we need to do. Helmets, harnesses, lobster claws. A lobster claw is basically a Y-shaped tether with three connectors, one that connects to your harness, and then the two arms, as it were, have a special type of connector where you have to press down in sequence in order for it to open. So it's very, very difficult to accidentally unlock it. Belay devices. Next time we're on the course, we will show you how to inspect a belay device. What you're generally looking at is there a rough edge? Is there something that could cut the rope? And if there is, we may not use it. We talked about rope, pulleys. The only place you're going to be able to touch a pulley is when we're using mechanical aid devices. And that's in the more advanced section. It's really cool stuff too. Utility ladder. We've got step ladders, we've got extension ladders. We also have a caving ladder, and that is a very interesting high element. And the site, we talked about inspecting the site last time. Any questions about any of that?